Tonight in San Francisco, the Year of the Monkey will be celebrated by the annual Chinese New Year's Parade. It's one of the largest celebrations of its kind outside of mainland China. No Lunar New Year parade is complete without the dramatic appearance of the lion dancers. These colorful dancing cats represent power and strength. They're believed to bring luck and happiness. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Scott Schaefer has this look at the art and acrobatics of the Chinese lion dancers.
The pounding beat of drums and cymbals greet the most popular feature of the Chinese New Year parade, the lion dancers. Each lion has two people, one inside the lightweight lion head, the other inside the body or tail. Together, they twist, leap, and stretch their way along the parade route. Lion dancing dates back to ancient China, but it still catches the imagination today. Gary Lowe is captain of a lion dancing team with the martial arts studio White Crane in San Francisco.
Even my friends nowadays that tell me that when they were little kids always wanted to do lion dancing, they always take a cardboard box and they always with safety pin their old blankets or their security baby blankets on the back of the cardboard box and will dance around home and will clang on the rice bowls with chopsticks on and make the sounds of cymbals and gongs.
Lowe started practicing at age 14, and he's been in 31 Chinese New Year parades. So what makes for good lion dancing? Lowe says you have to become the lion.
Anybody can get under the paper mache lion head and then dance around, move around. But like my master always say, when you get under the head, you have to feel like you're the animal. You have to show like your curiosity and then the way you move. You have to show an expression.
The dancing lions have complicated little costumes. They're all made by hand in Asia with a bamboo and rattan shell. A good one runs as much as $1,500, depending on the fabric and whether it has custom-made hair. They can easily be damaged, and last year, three lion heads were ruined by a San Francisco rainstorm. The customs and costumes have changed a bit over time. Silver and red are now the preferred colors. And trainer Gary Lowe says another change is that martial arts studios used to look for a big guy to be in front.
The lion head players are more smaller kids now, under 100 pounds, because they need to lift them up on their shoulders or on their head, and they need to do the acrobatic stunts and flying over the high stumps, the poles, and suicide drops.
In San Francisco's Chinatown recently, two of White Crane's lion dancers were demonstrating their moves. Eighteen-year-old John Lee leaps backwards onto the thighs of his 20-year-old partner, Leroy Lee, who then lifts John up onto his head. The two-person-tall lion appears to be rearing up on its hind legs. Beside the acrobatics, the lion expresses emotion, too. Its eyes open and close by pulling a string inside the head.
Left hand, index finger, and thumb covers here, and the rest goes in the back on the CD. And just jerk it left, right, left, right, left, right. Simple as that.
Depending on how you pull the strings, the lion's eyes can show aggression, curiosity, or even flirtation. Master Gary Lowe says unlike the more serious international lion dancing competitions, parades are good training ground for young dancers.
It's just a time where I get all my beginners and all my rookies get out there and get on the lion head, feel to see what's it like, move around, play around the crowd. Remember, you're a person, but you're inside the animal now, so you got to make them look like an animal, blink the eyes, move the mouth.
Gary Lowe and his crew are hoping for clear skies tonight as they march through Chinatown. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.